Happy St. Patrick's Day for this special holiday on Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Compact Disc Radio Show. It's going to be the Bloody U2. I Will Follow from October of 1980, dedicated to the love of my life, Dee Dee. This week, we are covering Da U2 from Dublin, Ireland. It's one of the only bands that I know of that still has all four original members from their inception. The four members met at Mount Temple Comprehensive School in 1976 and formed as the punk band Feedback. Their vocalist, Paul David Hewson, was born on the 10th of May in 1960. He was called originally Bono Vox, which in Latin meant good voice, which was shortened to Bono. Bono also met and married his childhood sweetheart, Allison, at Mount Temple. Coming up now, from October of 1981, Gloria, followed by Seconds from February of 1983.
I'm
Their guitarist, David Howell Evans, was born on the 8th of August in 1961. His nickname was The Edge because of his sharp chin and jawline. When the band first formed, The Edge nearly left the band because he did not feel the rock and roll lifestyle was in accordance to his strict Catholic upbringing and his religious views. He nearly left, but they talked him out of it. Their drummer, Lawrence Joseph Mullen Jr., was born on the 31st of October in 1961. He goes by Larry Jr. because when they were on tour, his bills kept being sent to his father, and he didn't like paying those. Their bass player, Adam Charles Clayton, was born on the 13th of March in 1960. These four have been together since the inception of the band. And right now, from November of 1983, Sunday, Bloody Sunday, live.
There's been a lot of talk about this next song. Maybe too much talk. This song is not a rebel song. This song is Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
How many of you knew that U2 played First Avenue? Well, sort of. On the 9th of April in 1981, the band U2 made their first Minnesota appearance at a place called Uncle Sam's, which is now First Avenue. At Mr. Zero's, we have a sheet autographed by Bono and Clayton from when they played Northrop Auditorium on the 22nd of May in 1983. I myself have seen U2 twice. Once in Ames, Iowa at Cyclone Stadium on the 11th of September, 1992. Man, was it cold that night. I saw him later on the 1st of May in 2001 in Minneapolis at the Target Center. Coming up now, MLK from October of 1984, followed by Three Sunrises from May of 1985.
Sleep tonight, and may your dreams be realized. If the thunder cloud passes rain,
you'd like to learn more about U2, check out my article at rosevillepatch.com under U2. This show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul and is sponsored by Jambots, Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It is a train game for your cell phone, folks. Gives you something to do on those long rides. It's also sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where we still sell compact discs like you're listening to now. Vinyl records, cassette tapes, Nintendo and Sega video games, VHS and DVD, and toys still in the package from decades ago. Taking you out, this is In God's Country from March of 1987. Been listening to Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Compact Disc Radio Show.
Nerd is the word in St. Paul. Mr. Zero's at Larpinter and Lexington, next Old Mexico. Vinyl records, compact discs, costumes so you can dress like Kiss. VHS and DVD, classic action figurines, video games from Nintendo, Sega, Sony, and Coleco. Mr. Zero, Psycho Jello, vinyl record radio. Listen on your Sunday drive, 10 a.m. WDGY. Kissing time is rocking hard, Ace Frehley smoking guitar, just like 1974. Nerd is the word in St. Paul. Mr. Zero's at Larpinter in Lexington, next door, Mexico. Come to Mr. Zero's.